Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to Proverbs 31, and we're going to read together verses 10 through 12, and then also 25 through 31. And so allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Thank You, Jesus, for Godly Mothers. Thank you, Jesus, for Godly Mothers. And let me just say this. Some of you maybe became a mom and didn't understand what motherhood was all about. I'm hoping that this morning's message will enlighten you, strengthen you, exhort you, and maybe correct some things that will bring God glory. Not man, but God glory. Can I get an amen? Because we all need to be exhorted. And so next month, brothers, put on your seatbelts for next month, because I'll be bringing a message for the fathers. Can I get amen? Amen. But we're going to talk about the precious godly mothers that are in Christ for believers. Amen. And let me just say this. Jesus loves the mothers. He loved his mother. Can I get amen? Amen. And he made sure she was taken care of. Amen. Hallelujah. When he died on that cross. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. So let's read verses 10 through 28. Here we go. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now, let's go now to verse 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Verse 29. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be what? Praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. So, saints, I bring to your attention up here, what does the Bible say about Christian mothers? Now, one of the tragic things in our state, California, and across the nation, is there's a lot of single parents. But there's an agenda by the enemy that has caused this. But here's the grace of God. Here's the mercy of God. Is that when that woman becomes a child of God, then God starts a new thing. Can I get an amen? All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And this is where God will take a heart, hallelujah, that was basically almost destroyed in the world. And then he brings that heart and he starts purifying that heart. And all of a sudden, he's downloading wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, the woman who God has called starts to understand the grace of God, the mercy of God, and the call of God. You see, mothers are called to be mothers. Can I get an amen? Yes, they are. They're called to be moms. And so, what does the Bible say about Christian mothers? Being a mother is a very important role, saints. The Lord chooses to give to many women that blessed part of being a mother. It's called motherhood. A Christian mother is told to love her children, in part so that she does not bring reproach on the name of the Lord, whose name she bears. Look what it says right here. Because let me ask this question. How many of you mothers love your children? Oh, come on.
We love our children.
That's right. You love your children. Amen. God puts a built-in mechanism in the mother to always have that love for their child, regardless, even if they rebel. There's still a love for them. Can I get amen? An ongoing love, an ongoing desire to nurture them. And so what does Titus say? That they admonish the young woman to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. So there's instructions for a godly woman, a godly mother. Now, when we came into the saving knowledge, when you came into the saving knowledge, maybe a lot of these characteristics were lacking. But here's the grace of God. God gives us second, third, fourth, and fifth chances in life. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He gives you an opportunity to get it right. Hallelujah. When the devil was kicking you and stomping you and causing you to be disoriented, to be disgruntled, to be angry, to be misery. Here comes Jesus. Hallelujah. He comes and rescues. Remember the woman that was caught in the act of adultery? He said, hallelujah, I forgive you. Now go and sin no more. Thank you, God. This is the God that we serve. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. And Magdalena, we went to the town of Magdalena. It's still there. Can I get an amen? It's still there. And she was precious to the Lord. And God raised her up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And we thank and praise God for that. Can I get an amen? And so, how many of you believe that children are a gift from the Lord? They are. They're a gift. And so because they're a gift, God equips that mother. And he puts an internal love for them. Unconditional love. Can I get an amen? I know we had 11 brothers and sisters, but my mom did her best to love all of us. Can I get amen? I know you love your children, amen? You may just have one child and you love that child to death. And let's look at this. In Psalms 127, behold, children are a gift of the Lord. Did you know our children are a gift? Yes. They're there for a season. Yes. And we don't know how long that season is. Hopefully, it's not a long season. There are times when you have to clip the wings and off they go. Can I get an amen? I have some friends, man, they're at 60 years old. They're still at mama's house. Help us, God. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of the one's youth. How blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them. They shall not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Listen, the report that we want to have, especially you mothers, is that you raised up your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Where the enemy can't come say, oh man, no. You can say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Can I get an amen? Let God arise in your home. Let God arise in your life. Let God arise in your children. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes. We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
Because it says right here that they admonish the young woman to love their husbands and to love their children. I know it's tough sometimes, mothers, to love the fathers. I know it's tough. Listen. But it's not about feelings. Can I get an amen?
Yes,
if it's about feelings, man, we've had a different father every week. It's about a covenant. It's about commitment. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, God. Some of us are ready to cash in the goods. I want a new thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, right. And then let me just wake you up from your dream. Look at saints. The Greek word philotechnos appears in reference to mothers loving their children. This word represents a special kind of mother love. Something that fathers, I'm sorry, you can't comprehend. There's something about a mother that loves their children to the nth degree. And you can't shake that. You can't remove it from them. It's built in by God. It's there permanently. So the idea that flows out of the word is that the caring of our children, nurturing them, affectionately embracing them, meeting their needs, and tenderly befriending each one as a unique gift from the hand of God. So saints, look up here. Several things are commanded of Christian mothers in God's word. Now, this is not an option. This is not give and take. This is what God is expecting for a godly mother. Why? Because as she falls into the obedience of Christ, man, here comes the outpouring of God's grace, love, everything that's needed for that woman to succeed in rearing up her children in the fear and admonition of the Lord and also blessing her husband. Can I get an amen? And so let's look at number one, availability, morning, noon, and night. Man, I'm sorry, mothers, you can't just, oh, man, I'm clocking out at 5. You're on your own, son. No, we're there for them, amen. Especially when they're infants and then they become toddlers and then they become young, the youth, especially the youth. They need that mother real close to them. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. You need to monitor. You need to strengthen them. You need to admonish them. You need to exhort them. You need to allow them and see what's good and what's evil in the world. Can I get amen? Amen. So morning, noon, and night. It's not an option. And God will strengthen you. Amen. Number two. Or let's look at Deuteronomy. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. So God is writing these things on your heart. He puts it automatically in your heart. Hallelujah. Why? So that you won't forget. So that you will remember the grace of God, the mercy of God. And shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your sons and daughters. That's what sons means, and daughters. And shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk the way. And when you lie down and when you rise up. Let me ask you, mothers, when's the last time you sat with your children and gave them a Bible study? Told them how much Jesus loves them. When's the last time you said, you know what, God can do all things through Christ who strengthens you? Amen. When's the last time, mothers, that you sat down with your children and said, you know what, with God all things are possible? Look, there are many needs that our children need. But let me just say, there's something special when a mother exhorts them. And when you exhort them in the word of God, that will go further than any secular means. Can I get amen? It's God's word that's alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. Thank you, God. And so number two, involvement. Interacting, discussing, thinking, processing life together. Be part of their life. Can I get an amen? It's easy to say, man, go to your room. Or, you know what? This is my time. I don't want to be part of your time right now. No, be involved. Show the concern. Show the desire that, listen, you know what? Whatever interests you, let me learn to see what's interesting you right now so that I can understand you even more. So, see, our generation, I'm sorry, we don't live in the Leave It to Beaver no more. Can I get amen? Father knows best. We don't live in those times no more. And we have to be real careful now on these sitcoms that come on the show. Now, instead of Father Knows Best, it's Harry and Scary. Oh, come on. They want to shove their agenda down your throat and make you think that it's normal. It's not normal. Hallelujah. No one wants to talk about that agenda. But I'm here to let you know we don't hold nothing back here. Can I get amen? Amen. Sin is sin. And when they try to shove homosexuality down your throat, listen, I'm not against the people.
Right.
It's hating the sin.
Amen.
Let's get that clear. We want to see homosexuals get delivered and saved. Can I get an amen? And worship God. But it's a spirit that's on them. And we need to bind that strong man. It's a spirit. Hallelujah. And when you can cause that spirit to be bound up, then here comes the Holy Spirit to come in. Hallelujah. To raise you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And this is what we need to be praying for. For deliverance, true deliverance. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And then now we have another agenda, is the transgender agenda. I said it like this, and I'll say it again. If you're confused of who you are, just go to the restroom, drop the drawers, look down, and that's who you are. Hallelujah. And if you're still confused, you need to be delivered. Hallelujah. Thank you. And this is what we have to instill in our children, that there's a right, a wrong, there's a good, and there's an evil.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And when you educate them through the power of God and through the anointing of God, they'll understand it. They'll discern it. And they'll say, that is evil. I will not put my eyes on it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But it's up to the mothers, because the mothers are the ones that's closest to the heart of the children.
Yes.
And so God is saying, teach them, raise them up. Instill righteousness in them. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God. How many believe we serve a mighty God?
Amen.
A great God. An awesome God. Thank you, Lord God. God is so good, isn't he? Is he an awesome God? And so, involvement. Be engaged in their life. Can I get an amen? And so look at Ephesians right up here. And now a word to you parents. Don't keep on scolding and nagging your children, making them angry and resentful. Listen, that's the worst thing you can do. Try to reason with them, and then now show them righteousness. And you could correct them through love, not with a whip. Man, when you throw that whip on them, man, they're not going to receive nothing. They're going to go in the room and just pout all day long, and they wish they never knew you. Come on, making them angry, resentful. Rather bring them up in the loving discipline of the Lord. Hallelujah. Approves with suggestions and godly advice. Can I get an amen? Come on, how many times have we sent our kid, just go in the room? Some of us had to go and kneel down on some rice. Oh, yeah. And didn't understand why. Listen, one of the things... By the grace of God, my kids were 3 and 6 when I got saved. And when God was giving me the wisdom and understanding of his word, I understood there was a time to discipline. But then after the discipline, immediately there needs to be reconciliation. So after you did the discipline, explain to them why you disciplined them. And now you reconcile them back to your heart. Hallelujah. And when you do that, man, they're going to understand spiritual things that they never saw before. And they're not going to look at you with a spirit of hate, but they're going to understand and they're going to learn to love you. They're going to learn to cling on to you. Why? Because you're doing it God's way. God's way won't fail. Can I get amen? Number 3, teaching the scriptures and showing them a biblical worldview. You got to let them know. Hallelujah. What the world's all about. Don't keep them from the things that are evil. Why? Because if they stumble unto those evil things on their own, you're in trouble. Some of them will gravitate to it. And they won't understand. And then now you come in with the correction, they're going to think that you are off track. But if you tell them beforehand, they will understand there's good and there's evil. Can I get an amen? And so teach your children. Learn to teach them. It's easy to yell. It's easy to say, you know what, I ain't got time for you. But if you start teaching them and admonishing them and exhorting them, that will go a lot further. Can I get an amen? Look at Psalm 74 or Psalm 78, 4 and 7. Look at this. Read this. I will reveal these truths to you that you can describe these glorious deeds of Jehovah to your children and to tell them about mighty miracles he did. For he gave his laws to Israel and commanded our parents to teach them to their children. This is what God is exhorting us right now, is to teach them the ways of God. Can I get an amen? Listen, it's not too late to start today. Because if you implement God's ways even today, that will go a lot further than not even starting. You start today. If you haven't begun yet, you teach them, you admonish them. Look at verse 6 right up here. So that they in turn could teach their children too. So you're passing it down from one generation to another generation. You know what I love about this generation? God came and destroyed the yoke that was on this generation. Listen, we can't blame our parents for not teaching us. We can't blame our grandparents for teaching us. But he came in our generation, hallelujah, to destroy that yoke. Can I get an amen? And guess what we have done now? We have turned back to our parents. We have turned to our grandparents. And we have now brought the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? That's God's grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I know for a shadow of a doubt, my parents are saved. Hallelujah. They gave their hearts to Christ. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Why? Because he used our generation. And many of you have saved loved ones. Can I get an amen? Some of them even got on to glory. Thank you, God. Knowing with assurance that they're with Jesus. Thank you, God. So in this way, each generation has been able to obey his laws and to set its hopes anew on God and not forget his glorious miracles. Testify to them. When your children come to that age, let them know what Jesus did for you. Let them know how he set you free from bondage. Hallelujah. My children, they're one's 35 and 29. They know now how God set me free. They know how when I came to the Lord, I had $500 of crystal meth in my sock. Oh yeah, they know. They know that I was on a road of destruction. But now they also know how God came and saved my bacon. Amen. Hallelujah. He came to rescue me. And he came to rescue you. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes, he did. And now you could pass it on. Hallelujah. Look at what it also says in Deuteronomy. It says, only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. And teach them to your children and your grandchildren. Can I get an amen? This is a must. It's not an option. Look at verse 10 here. Especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. Hallelujah. You need to let your children, your grandchildren know the fear of the Lord. Not about being scared about him, about reverencing a holy God. Can I get an amen? That's what the fear of the Lord means. Means that he is God and we are not. Hallelujah. And then we bow down to his majesty. We bow down, hallelujah, to his glory. Hallelujah. That there is an authority above us.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's found in the word of God and the power of God and the anointing of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Number 4, look at this. Training them, helping them. Train them up. The Bible says in Proverbs, train them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and they will not depart from it. Can I get an amen? Helping a child to develop skills and discover his or her strength. Let me ask this question, mothers. Do you know what the strengths and the weaknesses of your children right now? Do you know how you can effectively minister to them and allow them to grow and to strengthen the skills that they have, and maybe the bad things that they have in their life, the things that they're walking in error, you can now admonish them and tell them, that's not a good road to follow. There's a better choice. And you give them those choices that God plays before you. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We serve a mighty God.
Here's
the scripture I just quoted right here. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not, what? Depart from it. God's word is true. And all you have to do is train them up and plant the word of God. Hallelujah. But here's the key. You could teach them all day long. All day long. And you can admonish them. You can instill righteousness. But they need to see you live it. Can I get an amen? Right now. I think I stepped on someone's toe right now. Okay. I'll back off a little bit from that toe. Hallelujah. Listen, if we don't show them the way, we can say all day long how good God is. Hallelujah. And then all they see you is and cursing and chugging it and doing all kinds of things. But I'm sending my kids to the house of God. And you back at home watching the Charger game. Oh, no, that's for next month. That's for the brothers next month. Come on. Hey, listen. All God is saying is be that example. Show them the way. Can I get an amen? Clear the path. Hallelujah. Like when you're on a hiking trail and all it is, you know what? Clear that path for them. Man, get the weeds out. Hallelujah. Get the rocks out. Hallelujah. Man, I see danger this way. I'm going to go this way. They will follow you. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Why? Because they will learn to trust you. And as they trust you, they'll learn to trust God. They got to see you, though. They got to see you in the trenches. That's right. They got to see you roll up your sleeves. Hallelujah. When's the last time they seen you in prayer? Fasting and praying. Come on. You need to be that leader to teach them these things. Can I get an amen? If they don't see you praying, guess what? I don't need to pray either. Because you will take care of me. You got to teach them that God, hallelujah, that they're there for a season. And then, hallelujah, now, Lord, take care. You take them from here now. Hallelujah. And show them mighty things to come. Teach them your ways, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then you got to teach them spiritual gifts. Having them gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Let us use them. Hallelujah. Listen, don't miss next Sunday. It's Pentecost Sunday. It falls right on the Feast of Pentecost. Man, I'm telling you, bring your friends because we're going to have an anointing service. And we're going to have people come up who never spoke in tongues. We're going to ask God, hallelujah, baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I'm asking God, man, to open up the floodgates. Hallelujah. And pour upon your people. Empower them. Hallelujah. And if there's things that are in your life, that God will destroy every yoke and bondage in your life. Hallelujah. That you would praise him and worship him and walk in the anointing. Hallelujah. How many want to walk in his anointing? Man, that's where the power is. You need to be in the power zone with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's in the presence of God. And so don't miss next week. We're going to praise God, hallelujah, and we're going to, man, believe God that he's going to fill every one of us. Hallelujah, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Look at this. In proportion to our faith, our ministry, let us use it in ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. That's what God wants. Hallelujah, from godly mothers. Now, I know you're not going to be perfect, but we press on toward perfection.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And so as you're pressing on toward perfection, God strengthens you. And then those things that were part of your life that he don't want, he will take them away gradually.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Now, here's another aspect right here. Discipline, teaching the fear of the Lord, drawing the line consistently, lovingly, and firmly. I know that's the last thing we want to do sometimes is engage in discipline. But let me just say that sometimes it's good. Can I get an amen? It is good. It is good. Because if it's written in the Word of God for our admonition, then we need to take heed. Can I get an amen? Look what it says in Hebrews. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he what? Chastens, right? And scourges every son whom he receives. Man, sometimes, man, I've been to the whooping shed I don't know how many times. I don't like it there. But it was good for me. He had to teach me some things. Can I get amen? Sometimes the Lord has to take the board of education to the seat of that understanding.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And it was good for us. Can I get amen?
Yes.
Come on. A lot of people don't want to talk discipline, but we need discipline. Can I get amen? We do. Look at that. Look at verse 7. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Listen, I'm using, I believe it's the Living Translation. How many has the King James Version? And you know what illegitimate means? Now, I'm not cursing up here. But what is the King James saying? What? Say that one more time. Bastards. Wow, that's harsh. That's harsh. And so here's the thing. If you can't bring a rod of correction and discipline, something's out of order. Are they really your kids? And if God doesn't chasten us every now and then, are we really his? So don't despise it when God has to come in and, man, we serve a mighty God, a loving God. Look at that. Look at. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they did for a few days chastened us and seemed to be best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Man, I got a hold of that thing. And God had to show me some things regarding that. And look at verse 11. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present. How many love to get that little spanking? The Bible says there's no joy in it. I know there is. There's no joy in it. Look at this. No chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Can I get an amen? Amen. Everything that I've been saying, hallelujah, is right there in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's good for us. Hallelujah. Then we learn from it. And then now, hallelujah, I won't go back to that no more. Hallelujah. Because I know it was painful back then. And so I'm going to move forward. I'm going to press on. Can I get an amen? And here's another aspect, precious mothers, is that nurturing spirit, providing an environment of constant verbal support, freedom to fail, acceptance, affection, unconditional love. Listen, I've done so many interventions in the past 30 years. What I mean by interventions were I'm called to go and minister to a family, minister to a couple where it's raging and it's verbal abusive. And what is reminded to all of them, all in the past, is they forgot about God. And it became all about them. So when you learn to die to self, and now you turn to the Word of God, God will start bringing that comfort and that joy. And then he will rekindle the love. Hallelujah. But it takes pressing past that point. Let me tell you, when you get into a place of anger and bitterness, that is the most sour point in your life. Or the place you can be, where the joy is not even a forethought no more. And this is where you need the power of God, the grace of God. This is where you have to learn to die to self and live for God. Can I get an amen? And despite of yourself, learn to admonish, learn to receive the things of God, and also learn to be corrected. Can I get an amen? Man, there's some folks, you try to bring a correction, they pack up and they're gone. And they go to another church, and they still all bitter and angry. And then when they hear a word of conviction, they'll leave from there and go to another place and set up camp. Oh, yeah, that's their nature, isn't it? And so wherever they go, that junk is still in the trunk. They haven't dealt with it. But, hey, deal with it when God deals with you right away. Can I get amen? Don't let it linger. Receive it. Accept it. Why? Because look what it says in Titus. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound. Doctrine means teaching. That the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith and love and patience. The older women, likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young woman to love their husbands, to love their children. This is what God is saying to you mothers right now. Teach them. Hallelujah. Teach them the ways of God. Teach them the fear of God. Teach them the love of God. Why? Because they'll pass it on to their generation. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. And we look at also this, modeling with integrity. As I mentioned, live it before them. They need to see God being the showcase of your home. Can I get an amen? That you're walking with integrity and you're modeling the grace of God, the mercy of God. Because that's how they will glean off you. They will see and they will want to emulate you. You know, before we went on the trip to Israel, Yolanda was making Brooklyn. We daycare our granddaughter. So me and Brooklyn, we were on our living room couch, and we were watching The Star. It's a cartoon story of Christ through the eyes of animals, right? And so there was a scene where Joseph gave Mary a kiss on her head, and then he went upstairs to pray. And so I'm just watching it with Brooklyn. She got up on the couch, and then she kissed me on my head. And then when Joseph went up to the window to pray like this, and he bowed down, she saw that, and so she grabbed her hands, and she went down like this too. Man, I'm telling you, that right there was worth $1 million. I said that is because this is what we want to implement. This is what we want to sow into their lives so that when they get old, they will not forget those times. They will understand the grace of God, the mercy of God, the love of God. They will understand the goodness and the richness of His goodness and grace toward us. Can I get amen? That alone right there will go many years, hallelujah, into her life. And we're just so blessed. We don't have words to understand what God is doing. And so we just submit to His will. We say, Lord, thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, God. See, because in Proverbs right up here, look at this. He who walks with integrity walks securely. But he who perverts his ways will become known. What are you showing your children? What are you telling your children? How are you interacting with your children? What are you saying to them? Is it with integrity? Because that'll go a long ways. I'd rather use integrity than anything else. Can I get amen? Amen. Why? Because God, you can't slip past God. When we leave here, when we leave these four walls here, now we got to deal with real life. Can I get amen? And there's real, to me, this is great life in the church, but real life is in the world. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. And so we're going to close with these characteristics, and then we'll close. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. So one of the greatest characteristics that I found as I searched and I read and I did a study to exhort the mothers are these right up here. Look at this. Characteristics of godly mothers. A godly mother prays and reads the Word of God. Can I get amen? She seeks the Lord.
Amen.
And said, Lord, how can I instruct my child? My child's going through something right now. Lord, how do I exhort my son, my daughter, when they're going through something that sometimes I don't have answers for? That's where you need God. Can I get amen? Right. Number two, she's a mother who has learned to trust God for every need. Amen. Hallelujah. This is to strengthen you. This is to build up your character. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And let me just say this. Your children may be already grown. But guess what? Some of you have precious grandchildren. Some of you may even have a great-grandchild. Can I get amen? And I'm not trying to give away your age. But this is your opportunity to sow godly seed in them. Can I get an amen? Show them the love of God. Oh, yes. A godly mother is generous. So when you have a bag of M&Ms, one for you, and all for me. No, you don't do that, do you? I'll give an altar call in a few moments. But look, she's obedient to God. Listen, none of us mothers are perfect. Can I get an amen? If you're looking for a perfect mom, don't look for one in here. And if they're in the next church down the block, you won't find one there either. I said it like this. You know, when you find the perfect church, please don't let me know where it's at. Because as soon as I come to visit it, it's no longer perfect no more. We're not perfect beings, amen? But we strive to be obedient. And so a mother, when she knows that she needs God, or maybe she's even made mistakes with her children. You know, God is so graceful to us. And all she has to do, man, is humble herself. Oh, God, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Oh, God, give me wisdom. Lord, help me reconcile with my child, oh, God. And when you fall on your face in obedience, God will be the one to lift you up. Can I get an amen? He is the lifter of our heads. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He won't leave you in that condition of wallowing in misery. He wants to see you walking vibrantly. Hallelujah. In the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. A mother who's godly is forgiving. So no matter what your children or grandchild, your husband has said to you, forgive them. It's all right. All right, Lord. I'm going to forgive them. Hallelujah. I'm just going to forgive them, God. That's one of the toughest things to do. Hallelujah. Some husbands mock God, especially those who are not saved. But God has a plan for him. Just keep living the life of Christ before them. Hallelujah. Watch God do a miracle. God's about miracles. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. One day, hallelujah, no matter what that man is involved in, one day he's going to run to the altar, hallelujah, and cry out for God. Hallelujah. How many believe that day's coming for a lot of husbands that are wayward right now? Don't give up. God knew when you went out and sought after an uncircumcised Philistine. He saw that. He even probably warned you. He went on it anyways.
Tell it, Pastor, tell it.
No, I want this man. Next day, man, where's the divorce papers? Oh, God, I made a mistake. Yeah, you did. But God is graceful in that. Can I get an amen? God looks past our mistakes. Aren't you so blessed that he doesn't just stamp us out like an ant that's trying to crawl up our leg to bite us? If you see a big old red ant ready to get on your shoe, the first instinct is to crush it. Aren't you so blessed he don't do that to us? Look at this. A godly mother has an attitude of persistence. Oh God, I'm going to continue to press through. I'm going to continue to bless you. I'm going to continue to praise you. I'm going to continue to sow in my children. I'm going to continue to love my husband unconditionally. I'm going to continue with you, God. A godly mother's a servant. She serves the Lord by serving her children and her husband and her grandchildren and the people around her life. Can I get an amen? When you learn to die to self, that's when God will use you mightily. How many of you mothers want to be used mightily by God? Now here's the key. Just die to self. Say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And watch him do the miraculous. She lives an orderly life. She puts things in order in her home. She cuts out the junk and the fat. What do I mean by fat? The ugly things in life. Those things that shouldn't be in your home. 90% of the movies in Hollywood now are violent and sexual. And if that's what you're showing your children, they will be violent and sexual. Get those things out, man. Show godly things that will build their character. Love them. Have those Bible studies, intimate moments with them. Amen? A godly mother is an encourager. You can do it, son. You can do it, daughter. I'm praying for you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Be the one. Be the healing balm to your child, to your children. I'm going to wrap my arms around you and love you through this. Because nothing's impossible with God. Can I get an amen? Amen? Nothing's impossible with God. Be that encourager to lift them up. And godly mother loves unconditionally. Unfortunately, I've seen families. I love the older one, but this younger one, mm-mm. God help us. We need to love them all the same. There's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. Can I get amen? Amen? We're all equal at the cross. So learn, mothers. Learn to love them all equally. Hallelujah. And if one is gifted higher than the other, praise God. This is where you lift up the one that's not so gifted and be the encourager to that one. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. One day that person, that little child, will grow and all of a sudden will catch up and maybe even surpass the one that's gifted. Who knows? But it's not about that. It's about teaching them, hallelujah, moral concepts in their life. Let me ask this question as we close. If you were blessed with a godly mother, what qualities do you admire in her life? I met some of your mothers. Wonderful. Beautiful. Hallelujah. And all they do is care for their families. They care for their husbands and their children and their grandchildren. And even if your mother was not a believer, she still took care of you. She still changed your diaper. She made sure you had food on the table. She made sure that when you got sick, she held you in her arms. Hallelujah. Never forget. Never forget. Never forget. How has she shaped who you are today? Hallelujah. As I shared earlier, some of us got saved and we brought the gospel to them. Hallelujah. And before they either checked out, they were learning the grace of God and the mercy of God. It's never too late. Did you know an 80-year-old can still learn a whole lot in the little life that's left than someone who's been walking for 40 years? That's the grace of God. If you are a parent, what godly character traits do you want to develop in your life and model for your children? I'm going to pray right now. And let's just bow our hearts. And let's just ask God, God, this is a special day across our nation. Many, 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 millions of mothers across our land are being exhorted, are being honored, are being lifted up. And we do the same here. I pray for each mother here that you would just send upon them a blessing they cannot even contain. Lord, thank you for their motherhood. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That no matter when they got saved, you were good to them even in their BC years. And now they have entered into your glory. And now you are raising them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. It's never too late to download the things that pertain to you, Lord. And that's the righteousness of Christ. So, Father, I pray blessings upon these beautiful women right now. And I'm going to ask by faith, after we lead those to Christ, that I'm going to ask the mothers that would come to this altar and we would anoint them and pray for them. Amen. And so let's pray right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for those who are listening right now on the internet, for those who have got a hold of this message, not only for mothers, but I pray for maybe they've never entered into the joy of the Lord. They've never been born again. They've never given their heart to Jesus. And if that's you, we're going to ask right now that you would say a simple prayer. The prayer don't, there's nothing magic about the prayer. It's your faith in Jesus Christ that saves you. Prayer is just a tool that God has given here on earth to sinful mankind to communicate with the holy God in heaven. So pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe in your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give him praise and glory in the house. He's worthy. Come on, I'm going to ask everyone to stand.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.